And tonight's game brought to you in part by Ferrari's Pizza and Deli in Beechwood. They'll satisfy whatever it is you crave from their delicious thin crust grandma's pizza to cheesesteaks, wings, subs, and Italian dinner entrees. Check out their menu and more. Ferrari'sPizzaAndDeli.com.
Fourth quarter, we'll start here with the snap of the football. Barnegat changing ends and moving to the end zone off to our left. They'll have it third down and four from their own 35-yard line. Bengals lead 21-7 in this opening round game of the South Jersey Group 3 playoffs. Split wide receiver set, tight end right, wing left. Single man in the backfield behind Erskine, who's under center, is McGinnis. And it'll be McGinnis who will have his number called. He'll have the first down and more at midfield to the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, and just taken down inside the 10-yard line at the 9. Touchdown saving tackle by Jameer Foeman, but a long gain nonetheless for Tyler McGinnis. Call that one just about a 56-yard scamper.
McGinnis putting up big numbers, certainly that run adding to that. You know, Matt, you had mentioned that Jackson had gone up on Rancocas Valley 21-7. It was Glover with a 66-yard touchdown run, but Rancocas Valley ran back the ensuing kickoff. It's now 21-14.
Point Beach, by the way, has now gone on top 14-7. They get a touchdown and a two-point conversion lead Florence. First and goal. McGinnis, why not? He'll try it again. Slipping tackles off the right side and making his way down to the one-yard line. Seven-yard gain on that first down carry. This Tyler McGinnis has really picked up his play, feeling very comfortable in that tailback spot.
Especially with those guys in front of them. You got to let McGinnis get the six here. He's done all the work. Let's go.
He will stay in the game as the tailback.
You might see a sneak here, possibly.
Kevin Hoffman
23
at the fullback spot.
I agree with you, Kev. Why risk a handoff?
McGinnis about 6 yards back of the line of scrimmage. He will get it off the right side.
No.
And held out of the end zone inside the one.
Give it to him again.
Yeah, about a foot, Matt.
Third down.
Yeah, maybe a little longer.
Third down and goal here with about a minute 45 taken off the clock in this fourth quarter. Still 21-7 Barnegat.
Come on, big guys. Get that kid a touchdown.
A score here for the Bengals, and you'd certainly have to be feeling pretty good about their chances moving in to round number two. Erskine will wait for the back judge to begin his count. Now will try and sneak it himself and gets in for the touchdown. St. John Erskine with his second rushing touchdown of the day to go along with two throwing touchdowns. And the Bengals have opened up a 27-7 lead. First scoring of this second half comes at the 10:02 mark of the fourth quarter.
Outstanding drive highlighted by the long McGinnis run. Extra point coming up.
Good snap, good hold. Kick is up by Ulrich, and that is good as well. 28-7 Bengals lead. The next round starting to become a little bit more of a possibility for this Barnegat side. 10:02 to go in the fourth quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more of our Sunday's recycling game of the week on the Shore Sports Network. And we are back here from Barnegat High School. Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Sarluka. The opening round of the state playoffs. Great time of the year with the brackets all announced after last week's action, and after tonight, everyone going from 8-4 into the semifinal round, and then that first full weekend of December, champions will be crowned around the state. Bengals with a low squib kick here, fielded by one of the guys in the second level, Zakeem Sims, hauls it in around the 30-yard line, had to go backwards to get it, and fell and was taken down at the 27.
Middletown South in a real dogfight, leading Burlington 24-22. A little surprised there, aren't you?
Give credit certainly to Burlington, who at one point had a pretty sizable deficit to make up.
Just not the same Middletown South strong team that we're used to each year. Still good enough to win some games, but just not that same dynamic team.
Here's Dennis Clark bringing his Pemberton offense back on. Certainly think they have to throw here, and Clark wants to. Goes up over the top and looking for Antoine Wilson across the middle. This one thrown a bit behind Wilson and on the incompletion. The clock stopping on a second and 10 with 9:53 to go in the fourth quarter.
Matt, that go-ahead touchdown for Point Beach, Jake Fioretti, 24-yard touchdown pass to Noah Yates, and then the two-point pass to Yates as well.
So the extra point that was missed, made up, and good job, boy, Point Beach, trying to avenge their loss from a season ago. Quick flare pass to the outside. The intended target was Jameer Foeman, and Clark all of a sudden a bit off the mark. Two incompletions on back-to-back throws, and it will be now third down and 10.
Kingsway leads Lacey 39-17, 9.5 minutes left in that one.
Back-to-back throws for Dennis Clark. Will he make it three in a row here on third and 10? Cordell Taylor and Jameer Foeman split this time. Near sideline left. It'll be Wilson up top to the right. Two backs in the backfield. Fumbled snap. Clark able to pick it up and then will be driven backwards. This will go as a loss on the play. They will spot it at the Pemberton 21 and the Hornets with a quick three and out. They'll have to punt the football away and give it back to Barnegat.
Ocean has extended their lead to 28-0 over Warren Hills. Tyler Thompson, a one-yard touchdown run, the latest Big Red score. Kingsway has scored again. They're now up on Lacey 45-17.
Yikes.
Jeez. Yikes is a good word, man.
Dominic Miller, here comes pressure. Miller had to go down on the ground for a low snap. It'll take a little bit of a Pemberton roll here. Hit at the 50 and rolls down to the 43, where it will be first and 10. They'll move it back a yard to the 42. It'll be first and 10 for the Bengals with 8:58 to go in the fourth quarter. Barnegat comfortably ahead at 28-7.
Just to update you at Manalapan, there is 8:30 to go. The Stags still lead it 13-0, and the Stags have the ball.
RBC has scored yet again also. They now lead Immaculata 42-7. I guess if there is a way to tune up for St. Joe's of Montvale, it's rolling over your first-round opponent. First and 10 now for Barnegat with Erskine getting the snap. Play action. It will be Erskine on the keep and lost the football. It is picked up by number 22, Sean Brooks. Took it right out of the hands of Erskine, it looked like.
That's what happened, Matt. Good call.
And back into Barnegat territory at the Bengal 47. They'll spot the football.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he was trying to change, arms, put the ball in the opposite arm, but they Pemberton player just took it right out of his arms as he was trying to advance it, and Pemberton will get it right back on the other side of the 50.
So Clark, who just went off, will come back on now screaming over to the sideline.
I think they're a player short.
They are definitely a player short. It's the tight end, Cordell Taylor, who will run his way on. The back judge hasn't started counting yet.
Wow, all night he's been very quick. There we go, he just started. You're going to let him get it off.
And Taylor gets in, gets the three-point stance down just in time. Clark over the middle, looks for Taylor. And that ball incomplete. Taylor was putting his helmet on, which just popped off. I don't think he ever buckled it up. And as he was running on, he was trying to get his gloves on in time. I don't think those made his hands either. So he will now go back off and get himself squared away. Tyler McShay, number 89, checks in at the tight end spot.
Okay, guys, make this call right here. Memorial's ball on the Manalapan 36, fourth and inches. Are you going for it?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Second down and 10. Clark will send three into the pattern. Stops, throws, has a man. Catch is made by Foeman, who slips a couple of tackles and dunks his way forward down inside the 35 to the 33-yard line. And that will be a gain enough for a first down and a little bit more.
They go for it and are stopped by the Braves.
Now, regardless, I still think it's the right call, especially when you're the eighth seed.
Wanted.
Six.
Here comes the snap.
Six minutes left, guys. 6 minutes left. Manalapan needs two scores.
It is offsides here against Barnegat. They were bringing pressure off the edge in Ryan Ehrlich, the safety, and he crossed the plane of the line of scrimmage before the ball was snapped. It was a terrible snap. Rolled back to Clark, but with the offsides, Pemberton gets plus five.
I think I put about four guys on Saeed Blacknall right now.
First and five for the Hornets. Clark wanted to go downtown. Throws up a wobbly pass. It is intercepted, but just out of bounds. Ricky Guarena was there. Couldn't get a foot down in bounds before he stepped out. It'll bring up a second and five.
1 foot in high school, right?
That is correct.
Looked like he had one in, but referee was a little closer than I was.
Middletown South has scored. They've opened up a 9-point lead on Burlington, 31-22.
Second and five now for the Hornets. Slot receiver combos either way. From just inside the 30-yard line on the crossing pattern, it'll be Foman who will make the catch.
I've got another big scoring update for you guys.
At the 25-yard line, the ball will be. Let's take a look and see if it is a first down. While we do, Kevin, go ahead.
After running a kickoff back to get within seven, Rancocas Valley has just run a punt back 75 yards for a touchdown. They have tied Jackson Memorial at 21.
It's the old rule, a third, and a third.
Exactly.
Offense, defense, and special teams. Special teams haunting Jackson Memorial, it sounds like, tonight. Third down and one for Pemberton with just over 7 minutes to go. Clark wants to throw. Looks to the outside. He has a man. That catch is made by Amir Graham. Check it. Dropped it at the last second as he hit the turf. Looked like he hauled it in. Good coverage coming up. That football jarred loose off the hit.
Yeah, would have been a first down, Matt, if he held on, but good jarring tackle.
Bowen and Guarena both there. Graham was on his way limping off and now will hit the turf, unable to get off under his own power completely. And the clock will be stopped here with 7:01 to go. Barnegat still in charge of this one. 28-7, the Bengals lead. We'll take a quick timeout. 30-second spot. We're back with more of our Sunday's Recycling Game of the Week right after this quick pause on the Shore Sports Network.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Mulberry Street on Brick Boulevard and Brick. More than just an Italian specialty market, it's also a bakery and pasta shop, meat department, deli, cater, and pizzeria all rolled into one. Don't forget the holidays. Mulberry Street, your neighborhood Italian street plaza.
Point Pleasant Beach, guys, has scored again. It's 21-7 now with 2 minutes left in that contest.
Game completely turning around after a 7-0 hole for the Gulls. On fourth down here and one. Pemberton with no choice but to go for it. They will give it up the middle and be close to a first down, but not a sure thing at all.
Jaquan
Pitts,
close.
Number nine, had the carry.
I think they got it.
Just by the nose of a ball.
It's all about the spot.
.647 to play in this fourth quarter. They'll bring the chains on, actually, to measure here. Looked like the initial signal was first down. Chains stretched out. Players from both sides looking at it. Just barely
just
a first down.
6:47 remaining. Down three touchdowns. The Hornets will keep the drive going.
Certainly needing to score here And you'd think at this point the onside kick certainly in play. Trips off to the left. Tight end back to the right for Clark. Has Lambert in the backfield. Blitz coming. They flip it up into the flat for Lambert. Trying to get to the edge. Got a good crackback block. And then to the 20-yard line. Pushed out of bounds by Kevin Hoffman, who gives chase. Gain of about four. Be second down and six coming up. Hornets continuing to rotate players in and out, and Barnegat will sign for that. As the clock continuing to tick down, we're now inside of 6 minutes remaining here in the fourth. Two receivers either way from the left hash mark. Clark wanting the snap and gets it. In trouble, dancing in the pocket. Starting right, coming left, and he will get pushed out of bounds back behind the line of scrimmage. Mark Magoon and Tom Campo both on the scene there, and it'll be about a 3 yard loss back to the 23 yard line. So make it now third down and about nine.
Aided by a roughing the passer penalty on Brick Memorial, Manalapan has the ball on the Memorial 17 with 4 minutes to go in that game, down 13 to nothing.
Brick on top of West Windsor North, 28-26 right now in the fourth quarter as well. Third and nine, low snap. Clark lets it fly, looking to the end zone. He's got a man. Touchdown. The ball thrown up to D'Angelo Hilton, number 19, and into the end zone, the Hornets go. Slicing into this lead just a little bit, 28-13, with the extra point upcoming. Great job by Clark, who has been pretty impressive hanging in the pocket when he knows he is going to get hit.
He's got a very good arm.
D'Angelo Hilton, any relation to Y.A. Hilton for the Colts?
It's T.Y. Hilton.
T.Y., that's
yeah.
who it is.
Y.A.
That was close.
Tittle.
That was Tittle.
Y.A. was Tittle, yeah.
Most of our listeners don't know who Y.A. Tittle was. There's a little short here. Again, the long clock by the back, Judge.
Pemberton has the necessary 11 as Dominic Miller looking to make this a 14-point game. Low snap all the way back. It'll be picked up by Miller. There's the fire call. He goes backwards, wings it towards the end zone, deflected up, and then down and incomplete on what would have been a two-point conversion. We step out with 5:38 to go, and Barnegat leading here 28-13 after that last touchdown throw from Dennis Clark to D'Angelo Hilton. Back right after this quick pause with more high school football on the Shore Sports Network. And we welcome you back here from Barnegat High School, where the Bengals continuing to lead Pemberton despite the Hornets getting some points on the scoreboard in that last drive.
Matt,
they have cut the lead to 28-13.
And Burlington has scored again. Middletown South 31, Burlington 30.
Wow.
They made the two.
And Manalapan has scored in the Brick Memorial game and did kick the point 13-7 with 3:50 left. They will kick it. Are you going onside?
No, I'm kicking it.
Okay.
An onside kick here. They set everybody up to the right of the kicker who tried to push it back to the left. It is fielded and handled by Kevin Hoffman. And Barnegat here with an opportunity with 5:37 to go to really work the clock down. We've got our first final in of the night. Point Beach has moved into the next round. They beat Florence 21-7. So congratulations to John Wagner and the Point Beach Garnet Gulls, who avenged their loss from a season ago.
They've started the fourth quarter in Kingsway, and the mercy rule is in effect. Kingsway 52, Lacey 17.
Unbelievable. Here's the inside carry for Paul Wickwire, who's got great speed, and he's at the 30. 25-20, nobody going to touch or catch him into the end zone. Touchdown. 55-yard touchdown run for Paul Wickwire, and this game now out of reach. The speedy 5'7 sophomore into the end zone.
Well, again, the offensive line doing the job, opening the hole, giving a nice gap for the tailback to get through, and then in this case, Wickwire in the open field was as good as gold and good for six.
Now, Barnegat, who maybe was thinking about working the clock down a little bit there. Instead, we'll settle for six and now maybe seven for Wickwire. He scores his second touchdown of the season. The extra point is no good. His second touchdown of the season and his now long run of the year. Did have a 51-yard touchdown run. This one a 55-yard touchdown run. And the Bengals, as we'll keep it here, in between scores up now 34-13. Now it looks like the Bengals have figured some stuff out without A.J. Opry. Maybe that bump in the road against Lakewood refocusing this team, because looking pretty solid here so far tonight.
Matt, Manalapan did try an onside kick, and Memorial recovered. Ball is on the 48-yard line. Memorial's ball trying to run out the clock. They lead it 13-7.
Probably need one first down for sure.
Yeah, not sure of the timeout situations.
Red Bank Catholic has won their game with Immaculata 42-14.
I'm sure St. Joe's of Montvale was in attendance as they received the bye when St. John Vianney opted out of the tournament.
It looks like, barring anything crazy, Jackson and Rancocas Valley are headed to overtime.
Off the kickoff, it's Antoine Wilson who's dragged down at the 20-yard line. Nice open field tackle downfield by Benny Bivens, number 8. Ocean leading Warren Hills, 28-13. Just a little bit over 6 minutes to go in that one. Warren Hills has scored a couple of late touchdowns here to tighten that game up a little bit. It'll be from the 20-yard line. The ball spotted at the left hash mark with Dennis Clark coming back on. Able to score the last time out. Wants to throw here on first and 10. Into the flat. Manny Bowen had the coverage, the intended target, man who just caught the last touchdown. That was D'Angelo Hilton, who cannot make the catch.
So RBC, for sure, will get their shot at not only the number one team in the state, but some people believe maybe the best team in the country, St. Joe's of Montvale, next weekend.
I think overall, guys, it's been a pretty good night of state action. A lot of exciting games, it sounds like, on the Twitter line, at least.
Second and 10 now for Pemberton. Low snap. Clark has it intercepted. Picked off. Tom Campo into the end zone. A defensive lineman's dream. Stepped right in front of the screen pass set up for Lambert and takes it in from about 15 yards out. Tom Campbell, the senior, puts the exclamation point on what is now a 40-13 lead for Barnegat.
Oh, is that exciting. The 6 foot, 208-pound senior. Read the play, stepped in front. That's great.
You know, unless they win a state championship, he will remember nothing about his senior year other than that play right there.
28-yard field goal for Jared Calhoun has given Jackson Memorial a 3-point lead with less than a minute to go.
Need a football to kick this point.
What do you do now if you're Jackson? You kick off? I mean, you've given a kickoff and a punt return?
Yeah, you know what? That may be the one time when you kick it out of bounds.
Here's the extra point attempt. It is up, and it is good. 41-13. Bengals going to win this one and go into the next round. How about that one for Tom Campo? We step out for 30 seconds, back with more high school football on our Sunday's recycling game of the week on the Shore Sports Network. We are back here from Barnegat High School as the Bengals with that last one. The interception return from Tom Campo, the senior defensive lineman, has blown this one up. They're up 41-13. It looks as if Barnegat will go into the next round. And as trying to track down a score here, give it to you in just a second. Here's the kickoff. Goes to one of the upmen for Pemberton. It was fielded there. It looked like Richard Jackson of the next opponent that they would have. That's Northern Burlington or Highland. This game at least was at the half. Northern Burlington was up big on Highland 28-6. So if that score holds and our score holds, Barnegat will be on the road next week.
Memorial guys had to punt it away. Manalapan will take over on their 28-yard line, 2 minutes and 40 seconds left. They have one timeout left, Manalapan, so I got everything for you.
Ed, you're right on top of it. From midfield, Pemberton will roll Clark to his right. That one down the field and caught. Tyree Johnson makes the catch. Ryan Ulrich on the stop. After this one for Pemberton, they will take on Northern Burlington in a couple of weeks, likely the opponent for Barnegat next week.
There you go.
So some similarities popping up here in the later part of the schedule. On second down now and five. With this big lead, Bengals will blitz. Clark wanted that little screen pass again for Lambert. Manny Bowen blew that up. And then how about Bowen coming in to make the sack on Clark? Deep back in Hornet territory at the 44-yard line. We are inside of 4 minutes to go, 3:55 and going. And it is third down and just about 17.
Final score, guys. The Lakewood Pioneers go on the road and get a win. Surprising Delran 20-12. The Pioneers move on. We'll face the likely face Weequake in the next round. That's a good win for LJ Clark.
20-12.
Yep.
Congratulations to Lakewood. Here's Clark setting up middle screen. Lambert caught it and he's tackled for a 4-yard loss. The Bengals right now just teeing off. And you almost feel bad for Dennis Clark, who's down on the ground right now, hasn't gotten a whole lot of protection during the course of this night, has taken some hard shots. We'll get up here, and not sure if he'll be able to. Yeah, he will. He'll be able to walk off under his own power. The Northern Burlington team that, again, if scores were holding, Barnegat will take on next week. 6-2 after their first 8 games. 7-2 with a win tonight over Highland Regional. They play in the West Jersey Football League, just like this Pemberton team does. So maybe some similarities between the two sides.
Yeah, the difference is, though, they got to travel.
Manalapan's got a 3rd and 11.
Yep.
At their own 38 with 2.5 minutes left.
Just used their last timeout also.
So 2 plays away from really having it all end.
4th down and long, about 20, as Dominic Miller will come on to punt. Barnegat brings up all of their guys, no one back deep, bringing some pressure, and Miller gets off an extremely low kick that will bounce around the 33, roll down inside the 30, and be down at the 27, where Barnegat will get it back with 2:33 to go. Leading 41-13, and short of another long touchdown run, can really just run this clock out.
How do you figure this? Lakewood loses to Point Barrow last week and then goes on the road and upsets Delran. You scratch your head over that.
That's, what do they say? That's why they play the games.
Yeah, absolutely. 17, 18-year-old kids, you never know.
First and 10 now for the Bengals. Try and give you another update on that Manalapan Brick Memorial game as soon as we get it, which looks like Ed may have something for us after this first down play.
Big play by Manalapan.
Split wide receiver set. Here's the give to Wickwire out over the 30. Clock will continue to roll. It sounds like, Ed, they got the first down.
Yes, they did. Big play. 2 minutes left. Plenty of time. Ball on the 35-yard line of Brick Memorial.
Shore Regional advances into the next round. A little bit tighter than maybe Coach Constantino would have anticipated. They beat number 8, Palmyra, just 10-7. So both Shore and Point Beach into rounds number 2.
Tyler Thompson having a big night for Ocean, has just scored again on a 45-yard touchdown run. Big red up, 35-13. Thompson, 214 yards rushing tonight.
Second down, about 7. Bengals watching that clock work down at the 140 mark. Erskine now up under center. He'll snap it with 136 on the clock. Here is the give up the middle for Kenny Bass, who will spin his way forward and get a first down, about a 7.5-yard pickup. That's enough to move the chains.
Final score, Kingsway has beaten Lacey 52-17. So the Lions start 5-0 and finish 5-5.
52-17.
Manalapan has the ball, guys, on the 16 of Brick Memorial with 140 left and going in. That game has 14-13 written all over it.
Jackson has beaten Rancocas Valley 24-21. Interception at the end to seal it. Big win for the Jags.
Into the next round, Jackson to take on either Cherokee or Washington Township. Barnegat, by the way, has gone victory formation. They will have to snap it one more time, and the Bengals will pick up their 8th win of the year, knocking off Pemberton in very convincing fashion, 41-13. And our player of the game tonight will be quarterback on the Barnegat side, Sinjin Erskine, who ran for 2, threw for 2 touchdowns, and really got the Bengals off to this big start. Barnegat wins the football game as the clock winding down towards zeros, and into the next round they await their opponent next week. We will step out, take a 60-second timeout, come back with our postgame show chocked full of just about everything. We'll give you as many scores as we can. We'll update brackets. We'll talk about some next week's activity and obviously break this one down a little bit more as well. But a big one for the Bengals. They take it 41-13. We're back right after this with more of our Sunday's Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
And our post-game show is powered by Clee's Bar and Grill on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights. Enjoy great food in a casual, relaxed atmosphere. Don't forget, right next to Clee's, the Next Door Cafe, open for breakfast at 7 a.m.
41-13 winners, Barnegat tonight. Into round number 2 they go, and down to the field we go and join in Sarluka.
I am with our Clee's Ocean Trophy Player of the Game, Sinjin Erskine. Sinjin accounted for 4 touchdowns tonight, 2 in the air, 2 on the ground. Pretty good football game for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the big guys really stepped up. I mean, Tyler McGinnis did all the dirty work, and I just got lucky with the touchdowns.
Yeah, Tyler had a huge game running the football, something that I think you had to do since Opry got hurt. You know, somebody had to step up. McGinnis did tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, once A.J. left, our game was down. But Tyler stepped up, and now we have confidence that we could do exactly what we did when A.J. was there.
So your first question to me was, what about the Highland game? Well, Burlington won it, so you'll be on the road next week.
I guess we got to play there. I mean, we're still going to win the game. We're still going to try to win. We're still going to play hard. So, you know, they're all going to travel with us. Barnegat's a great town. Barnegat loves football. So, you know, everyone that was here today will be there.
You know, it's a pretty good year for you guys with a win on Turkey Day. I know you got the big one in the semis next week, but a win on Turkey Day, you got yourself a conference championship also.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Pylons is a great team. The new coach there is doing a great job, and they're dangerous. I mean, they really are a good football team. So we're going to worry about Northern Burlington, and then we're going to go and play Pinelands here Thanksgiving.
You know, this team, you know, you look at the roster, and you'd like to make the big run this year, and you're doing so. But a lot of juniors on this roster. You guys are going to be just as tough, if not better, next year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the guys we have now are young. The seniors really do lead our team. I mean, but you know for a fact the juniors are going to step up, and we're going to have a great team next year.
Well, congratulations. Good luck next week on the road, and bring back that championship.
We will. Thank you.
Sinjin Erskine, our player of the game, as Zach Andrews looks over and gives his approval.
See if we can grab
we got
Robbie
Robbie
Davis
right here. Rob, congratulations. Big victory. You put this away in the second half.
Yeah, thanks. It was really a nice feeling for our kids after the feeling we had here last year, thinking we had the game won. Not us, but, you know, we were winning 17-0 and lost that game. Had stayed with us all year through the offseason, and this is real nice. We still got farther goals that we want to achieve, and our kids are working hard.
You know, ever since the injury to Opry, you know, everybody around, you know, us guys in the media, we've been saying somebody's got to step up. Well, Tyler McGinn has certainly stepped up tonight.
Yeah, we were 7-1, and we were dropped off all these balls, and we were still we play very good defense. We're a very physical team, and sometimes that stuff doesn't go in the newspapers, but I'm very proud in how hard we work, and I think we're going to be a tough opponent next week. Yeah.
You got a tough out. Highland lost, so it'll be Burlington on the road.
Yep, we know what we got, and our kids are focused, and we're looking to keep playing for that, you know, playing at Rowan.
Have you seen them?
Yes. Yeah. They're
scouted. Yeah.
Yep, we scouted them. Yep, we did. We're not going to lie for like 3-4 weeks. So we're going to celebrate right now, 24-hour rule. We're going to be smart, get ready to work tomorrow, and hopefully keep this thing going.
Well, good luck. Bring back a championship.
Thank you.
Rob Davis, the head man of Barnegat, and I think they're in good shape, guys. I think, you know, they can do it. I think they can win on the road. Now that McGinnis has played pretty well and showed that they could run the football, Erskine can run the football, Erskine can throw the football. Pretty good football team, this Barnegat Bengal team.
All right, Ed, let's update a couple of things here if we can. Northern Burlington, the opponent likely for Barnegat, they lead in their game 38-18. That game is late in the fourth quarter, so it does look very likely that Barnegat will be on the road next week. Couple other outside score I was able to track down. This one involving what Jackson will do in the next round. We mentioned the Jaguars beat Rancocas Valley 24-21. They will go on the road next week and take on Cherokee, who whipped Washington Township tonight 51-0. So a pretty tall order coming up for Jackson next week. But the Jags with a big win, they do survive and advance into the next round. How about this for maybe some luck for Point Pleasant Beach as they try to get into a final for a potential showdown with Shore Regional. Point Beach knocks off Florence, the defending champ, tonight 21-7. They get help on the bottom of the bracket. Burlington City knocks off South Hunterton 20-17. So as the 7 seed, Burlington City will now have to travel and take on Point Beach. The Garnet Gulls will get another home game for the semifinal round. We told you that Lakewood knocked off Delran 20-12. We don't know their opponent quite yet. Rumson Fairhaven was up pretty big in their game against Bordentown.
Yeah.
That game, as Kevin just told you, is now a final. The one we're trying to kind of hold on and see what happens here is Brick Memorial and Manalapan. Kevin, at last check, the Braves had it first and goal with about 20 seconds to go.
They actually scored a touchdown. It was called back for a holding penalty. So it is first and goal from the 13 from Manalapan. With just, I would imagine, maybe a play or two left, because before that play there was 18 seconds left.
A hold. How? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
By the way, Long Branch had that 3-0 lead. They ended up losing 13-3.
So Carteret knocks off the Green Wave. There's a short conference
and
team
Middletown
that's out.
South in trouble. They now trail Burlington 37-31, very late in that game.
Ocean Township, a final score 35-13. We did mention that Shore knocked off Palmyra 10-7 in the opening round of their contest as well. And we want to maybe keep it here for just a second or two and try to take you to the end of that Brick Memorial game if we can.
Absolutely, because there's just a play or two left there.
And of course, we're just getting updates via the Twitter and the phone route. So as quick as we get them, we will obviously pass them along to you as well. Also in that bracket, South Jersey Group 5, that Jackson is alive in. Eastern, the top seed, having their hands full right now with Atlantic City. Eastern is leading that game by a score of 32-26, about 8 minutes to go in that
they
contest.
They just scored. Manalapan just scored. They have to kick the point to win. 14-13, Brick Memorial lost.
They made the extra point.
Yes, they did.
Tyler Leonetti, a one-yard run on the final play of the game. They made the extra point. Manalapan 14, Brick Memorial 13. You talk about escaping an upset. Wow.
So the top seed will live for another day in Central Jersey, group number five. Valiant effort by the Stangs that will come up a little bit short. That will take us to the end of our game. Obviously, there are some games still in progress right now. The Brick West Windsor North game, that game has been a little bit slow in terms of scoring updates. But as always, you can check out our website at shoresportsnetwork.com for the most up-to-date brackets and scoring updates during the course of the rest of the night tonight and all of the games tomorrow. Final score here this evening, 41-13 in favor of Barnegat. The Bengals roll into round number two. They will travel on the road next week with an 8-1 record. Our thanks always to the good folks here at Barnegat for taking such good care of us, athletic director and head coach, and the head coach on the far side, John Rosnick, rather, from Pemberton, certainly did a great job trying to get us set and prepared for his team as well. The Bengals win this one, 41-13, into round number two. We step out for the remaining part of the night. We're back on Thursday night talking high school football. Tomorrow, Monmouth University football on our AM sister stations, 1160, 1310. It will be the Hawks taking on the Bulldogs of Bryant from up in Rhode Island. For Ed Sarluca, Kevin Williams, our engineer crew of Ray Malaspina and Brad Biariscano, Matt Harmon saying so long from the home of the Bengals. They live for another day into the second round of the state playoffs. Thanks so much for listening to the Sunny's Recycling Game of the Week. Barnegat one more time, 41-13 winners over Pemberton. Thanks so much for listening to us, and so long from Barnegat High School on the Shore Sports Network.